Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially, it means, after Christ, when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 10. With today's reading, we will start in verse 24, and we'll be ending this chapter on verse 42. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now starting in verse 24, where Jesus continues to teach, "Students are not greater than their teacher, and slaves are not greater than their master. Students are to be like their teacher, and slaves are to be like their master. And since I, the master of the household, have been called the prince of demons, the members of my household will be called by even worse names. But don't be afraid of those who threaten you. For the time is coming when everything that is covered will be revealed, and all that is secret will be made known to all. What I tell you now in the darkness, shout abroad when daybreak comes. What I whisper in your ear, shout from the housetops for all to hear. Don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. What is the price of two sparrows, one copper coin? But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me publicly here on earth, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But everyone who denies me here on earth, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Don't imagine that I came to bring peace to the earth. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies will be right in your own household. If you love your father or mother more than you love me, you are not worthy of being mine. Or if you love your son or daughter more than me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you refuse to take up your cross and follow me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you cling to your life, you will lose it, but if you give up your life for me, you will find it. Anyone who receives you receives me, and anyone who receives me receives the Father who sent me. If you receive a prophet as one who speaks for God, you will be given the same reward as a prophet. And if you receive righteous people because of their righteousness, you will be given a reward like theirs. And if you give even a cup of cold water to one of the least of my followers, you will surely be rewarded." Once again, that was the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 10 verses 24 through 42 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Jesus challenges his followers to have the love of God sink down to their very essence. At first these words seem harsh. Jesus will deny us if we deny him? We are supposed to love him more than our children? Following him might mean parents will disown us? How can this be the love of God? When we reflect on the teachings of Christ and trust enough to live them out, they make perfect sense, including the sword, the denial, and the division. The love of God is more than we could ever imagine. Loving him does not make us love others less but more. When we love anything more than God, it hurts our relationship with God and with others, thus the sword, the denial, and the division. When we accept the love of the Lord down to the core, we are changed. We are willing to suffer, be insulted, and face rejection, even when rejected by a spouse, parents, children, or friends. Refuse to retaliate and hear God's voice more than theirs. Don't be afraid, but show His love to the ones who hate. A life of hate is its own internal, eternal punishment. Pray for them, love them, but do not become like them. Invite them into the love of God. Even if the ones who hate kill Christians, humans have no power to destroy the soul. Death has been defeated. God's love gives us eternal security and drives out all fear. Being a witness for Christ is telling others about Jesus and living the love of Christ in the midst of a broken world. This is the powerful love of the Lord that transforms lives and can change the world. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. How do you hold on to the love of God in a world of hate, shame, and rejection? How will you commit to being a witness this week? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.